What can the Nevada legislature do to protect immigrants in Nevada? KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke to one state lawmaker to find out.
President-elect Donald Trump has promised mass deportations on the first day of his administration. The issue is personal for Assemblywoman Cecilia Gonzalez of Las Vegas. She's Thai Mexican-American and part of a mixed-status family. As the newly chosen chair of the Nevada Latino Legislative Caucus, she's promised to protect immigrant community members. One in five Nevada residents is an immigrant, according to the American Immigration Council. Gonzalez highlighted steps the state legislature has taken in the past.
Our caucus has done groundbreaking legislation over the last couple of years to help our undocumented community. For example, bills that make sure the DMV is not sharing data with the federal government, making sure that our community can obtain small businesses, getting rid of barriers to get their occupational licenses, funding programs like the UNLV Immigration Clinic.
Gonzalez also wants to see the return of the HOPE Act, introduced by the former Latino caucus chair. At first, it was intended to allow people, regardless of immigration status, to access Medicaid. However, it was narrowed to cover children and people who are pregnant and ineligible for Medicaid due to immigration restrictions. It was vetoed by the governor. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.